Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency are a pack of criminals. They are stealing money from you with no court orders, which means they're breaking the law every single day. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, here's a picture of Miami in the 1940s. Looks like they've always had thoughts there. Of course they did. They've been around since the beginning of time. I'm sure that the guy in the brown jacket is probably thinking, she must be cold or something. Also look at the jealous, angry look on the woman sitting next to her. She's also probably thinking to herself that she's ruining her chances. The old couple in the back look like this other meme. Both male and female nature seems to be universal. Up next, it looks like a new soy jack has just dropped. He says that it doesn't suck being a vegan. But I think the poop and flies on the Jeet food are a nice touch. Is it me or did he grow a pair of chesticles in the upper part of his stomach? His diet is probably the reason he's also losing his hair. Why are they always bald? Shouldn't they have a full head of hair because they lack so much testosterone? This is the face of a man that hates his life and has the body of Grimace. Number three, critical race theory is all about calling others racist until you control them. Yes, it works until people just ignore you because shame doesn't work forever. Calling people literally Hitler over and over again eventually loses its meaning. Look at how well all the man-shaming is working to get men back into relationships. It's not. And I also don't judge people based on the color of their skin. I judge them based on the quality of their ideas. Moving on, Jackson here says that North Korea looks nice and he hopes to visit one day soon. And for people to not buy the CIA lies. After seeing this, Kim will probably roll out the country's only red carpet for him. Sure, Pyongyang is lit up at night like a Christmas tree. But the rest of the country looks like it's a black hole or something. Maybe he could get Dennis Rodman to show him the sights too. Number 5, remember when Alyssa Milano said that the red MAGA hat is the new white hood? She definitely isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. Alyssa used to make my wee-wee hard, not no more. She looks terrible now. Remember, guys, that only Democrats wore and still wear white hats. They have to call everyone else racist before everyone discovers their secrets, that they're actually the racist ones. Up next, women are complaining that we have an entire generation of men who don't want to provide and protect. Men still want to do those things for women that deserve it, though. Unfortunately, there aren't many women like that left in the West. Besides, let strong, independent women do things for themselves, I say. After insulting men for decades, women thought that strategy would work forever. I guess they're now in for a shock. Number 7, Amber Turd has no new movies in the works while changing her name and moving to Spain. I guess we might as well start calling her El Crapo. Looks like lonely fans can't be too far off in her future. We all know that the reason she's in Spain is because she's trying to hide her shame. I'm glad there was justice for Depp and she's gone for good and his career is thriving once again. Moving on, Hannah here says that it might be hot, but most British homes don't need air conditioning and that people should just switch it off. Just look at her face. I bet she wants everyone to look as miserable as she does. She probably wants us to reduce our carbon footprint so she can use the energy to extract the minerals for that toxic brew that colors her hair. Or for the energy to make all that fake up that she wears, as well as feeding her 50 cats. Number 9, Charlotte says that Soycity needs to stop thinking of incels as basement dwellers on the internet, that they're fathers and brothers as well. Yes, a lot of incels are actually fathers that are incels in their own marriages, because their wives don't want them anymore. But some would even argue that marriage is actually voluntary celibacy. Yes, incels suffer, but somehow women still make it all about themselves. They want all that incel attention for themselves. Up next is a billboard from nosimps.org. I thought it was a parody, but it's a real billboard. And it wants people to stop simping and for women to delete their Lonely Fools pages. Women will never stop selling themselves online now. It's too late. Now that they can get money by removing their clothing from the comfort of home, they will never stop. The real problem are the married men that spend 90% of their money on Only Fools. If their wives gave them nookie, then they wouldn't have to pay for OF. Number 11, Japanese players petition Ubisoft to cancel Assassin's Creed Shadows because it's an insult to Japanese culture and history. Is it just me, or does his face kind of remind me of George Floyd? But I think the game developers wanted this backlash so they could say, just look how racist Japanese men are. But the left's shaming language doesn't work on the Japanese. White people will never stand up for themselves, but the Japanese will. Moving on, in 50 years, nursing home attendants will have to explain to trans Alzheimer's patients what happened to their twig and berries and why they now have no chesticles. They will have to explain it 700 times a day as they revert back to their teenage mindset. Boomers can't believe that they wore bell bottoms. Gen X can't believe that they had such bad hair. Millennials can't believe that they were goths. And Gen Z can't believe they chopped their wedding tackle off. Number 13, the Mii, has gone absolutely insane, asking if any loving parent would want their daughter to date 12 different men in the span of just a few years. And that Taylor Swift is a good role model because she's 34, unmarried and childless. Not to mention that when she was younger, she was with an underage guy. So we can add pedo to her long list of credentials. Plus, she sings songs about being in high school. How creepy is that? Up next, we're seeing racist graffiti aimed at Indians, and it's probably a matter of time before there are hate crimes directed at them. Most Canadians don't hate all Indians. They just don't like the low-caste, low-IQ kind that the Trudeau government is letting in en masse, with no criminal background checks, and they try to scam you over the phone by selling you duct cleaning services. I always tell them when they call me, sorry, I don't have any ducks, just geese. Number 15, before the debate and before Biden dropped out, 58% of women preferred him as a presidential candidate. You know what they say, single cat ladies will always vote blue, no matter who. When most women get more government assistance than they ever pay in, it's not hard to see who they vote for, the party that gives them the most goodies. Moving on, this wonderful woman used to talk to unvaccinated guys and convince them to get the jab, so they could go on a date with her, and then she would proceed to ghost them before the date. What kind of simps go for this sort of bumpkin? Imagine if she was a man with a face like that. She would be a total incel. What man would potentially resequence his genome to be with that? Who gets vaxxed for the grossest below mid in America? Thirsty guys everywhere in the West, unfortunately. Number 17, Lily Allen, is now on Lonely Fools. Does anyone actually want to see her that way, though? Yes, me, 20 years ago. And you can see that if you search for it on Google. But she's in her 40s now, and no one wants to see that except yet more thirsty simps. Today I'd pay not to see her that way, but only if she wore a bang on her head with a picture of her 20-year-old self stuck to the front of it. Up next, remember guys that the only difference between these two pictures is the table. Both guys are willing cucks with open marriages. But I see Adam 22 is superior because at least he gets to be with other ladies with his wife around. Poor Will Simp has to sit while he pees. That's how domesticated Jada has made him. He's like a trained puppy with an Oscar. Adam 22 is more of a pimp instead of a simp. Number 19, prosecutors found out that Christian Dior pays only $57 to make a $2,800 retail bag. Women like this one are morons paying that much. Women always buy dumb depreciating assets that boost their status temporarily. Unfortunately, it's usually bought with a man's money. If I was forced to spend that much on a bag, I'd pay a fashion designer to make it for me from scratch. Or even some fashion students at university. That might cover a good portion of their annual tuition, and they'd probably come up with something new and fresh. Moving on, most blacks vote for Democrats, because they give them that sweet, sweet government cheese. Meanwhile, the Republicans had their first black senator in 1870, and the Democrats had theirs in 1993. I guess now we know who the real racists are. If you're constantly calling other people racist, then odds are you're the racist criticizing others before they can criticize you. The first 23 congressmen were all Republicans. I bet they didn't teach that in history class. Number 21, Marlon Wayans' baby mama is struggling to provide for her one-month-old daughter with $18,000 a month. Clearly the money isn't for the child. Them Gucci baby strollers ain't cheap, don't you know? Child support money keeps many businesses alive by taking a man's savings and income and giving it to a woman who will spend it frivolously into the economy. Plus, when the men pay, the state doesn't have to pay welfare either. Tax revenue and less money paid out. Win-win for them. Lose-lose for the man. Up next, this sign says that you should be courteous to your Muslim neighbors and keep your dog on a leash and away from Muslims because they consider dogs filthy. It's signs like these that make me want to get a pot-belly pig and see what happens. If you bring a dog close to them, they will pretty much report you for a hate crime. I guess the same with a pig. This isn't an official sign, but it's a fake one, but gee, I wonder who made it. It's so crazy it might actually be true in this day and age. Why do Westerners have to change their habits to accommodate migrants? Number 23, a mob of Middle Eastern men beat up a lesbian couple celebrating a birthday in Canada. Canadian women wanted diversity and now they got it. They voted for Trudeau and he brought these people in. I wonder though, did the Middle East mob in this case at least sing them happy birthday while they were giving it to them? Moving on, Occupy Wall Street was in 2011. And in the next few years, identity politics exploded onto the scene. Maybe the bankers introduced the masses to identity politics so that people would fight each other instead of big business. It's a weapon of mass distraction, and the only thing that's missing in this picture is a tiny hat. Remember, the banksters got you fighting a culture war, so you would stop fighting a class war. Number 25 and the last one, what are the differences between left-wing activists like Greta and kids with fetal alcohol syndrome? This seems about right to me. Yet I'm sure that most of you listening would still smash her at least as a slump buster. It looks like her mother was most likely a wino before she was ever born. Also, why the hell is she wearing this transgender hat? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.